Right now, panel, it is time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Roxanne, this week, Politico reported on two White House employees who used to have an unusual job. Doing what with President Trump's official documents?
Oh, because you have to maintain the documents, they had to take all the pieces of paper that he had shredded and ripped up and carefully tape it back together.
That's exactly right, Roxanne. Trump's aides jokingly call his habit of tearing up all these papers after he's read them, they call it, quote, Trump's filing system. Because that sounds a lot cuter than calling it, quote, destroying evidence. But the problem, so this is something that Trump apparently has done his entire career. He gets a piece of paper, he reads it, tears it up, throws it away. If he really doesn't like it, he tears it into lots of little pieces, which is fine. But the problem is, as Roxanne says, there's a law saying all presidential documents have to be preserved. So for the first year or so of the administration, some guy retrieved the scraps from the floor of the wastebasket and took it down to a basement where these two government records professionals would have to tape them back together. It was just like a jigsaw puzzle, but instead of a calming seaside picture or a bunch of cats, they're putting together classified memos, right? And notes that say things like, just a reminder, Tiffany's birthday is October 13th. And just a reminder, Tiffany is the name of your daughter.
If he didn't tear them up, how would he know that he's read them?
That's also true.
Yeah, I read that.
This is, by the way, this is a Trump habit left over from the days when he needed all those torn up paper scraps to line Steve Bannon's cage.
So if you saw Steve Bannon climbing up the side of the building...